Welcome to the demo series on web-based test case management. In this demo, we look at how to plan and organize test activities for a sprint. My team has committed to work on a couple of user stories and fix a few bugs in this sprint. I'll head over to the test tab to get started with testing for this sprint by creating a test plan. Note that the area path of the test plan is set to that of my team, and the iteration of this test plan is set to the current sprint. Test plans are work items, and I can use the test plan work item form to jot down important notes about the test coverage associated with this test plan. I can also set the timelines for completing the test coverage associated with this test plan. Just like other work items, I can upload attachments to this test plan work item as well. I'm going to organize my tests into two buckets using static test suites. The first test suite will be to contain the user stories that you are picking up this sprint. The second will be for the regression test coverage associated with this sprint. Next, I'll create requirement-based suites by picking the user stories that are committed for this sprint. I can do so by filtering the user stories based on the iteration path. Requirement-based suites are a great way to facilitate end-to-end tracking of test activities. That's because a requirement-based suite links the test cases, the bugs filed while testing these user story to the requirement. Just as test plan, test suites are also work items. I can use the test suite work item form to assign the owner for this particular test suite. To cater to the regression test coverage for previously shipped features, I can create a query-based test suite that match certain criteria using work item queries. Let's say I want to run all priority one tests that are for end-to-end scenarios. I can create a query using the priority field and tags as the filter. Note that any new tests that match this criteria will automatically show up in the query-based suites in future. Another good example of query-based suites is to create a test suite to execute test cases for all bugs that are being fixed in this sprint. To do that, I am going to create a work items direct links query. I am going to use the tested by link as the filter, because when I file a bug while running a particular test case, the test case and the bug are linked with tests and tested by links. To summarize, you can get started with test planning by creating a test plan. Create requirement-based suites to track testing of new user stories. Create query-based suites for regression test coverage. We are now ready to create new test cases for this sprint. Stay tuned for more demos on test authoring, execution, tracking,